From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Suicide attacks in Iraq today, and in Washington, the Bush administration looked to the next steps in battling the insurgents. In this segment of the program, we'll hear the latest from the Pentagon and a report on what sort of trial Saddam Hussein might face.
First, it became clear today that the insurrection that has gripped parts of Iraq did not end with Saddam's capture. Two suicide bombings at police stations in the Baghdad area left at least 9 people dead. NPR's Julie McCarthy went to the scene of one bombing north of Baghdad, and she has this report.
Last night, bursts of fire from AK-47s rang out in joy over Saddam's capture. Today, shots rang out in mourning. The coffin bearing the body of one of the policemen killed outside his office in the town of Zahur was strapped to the roof of a car. The small funeral procession made its way past the station that was devastated precisely the time police were changing shifts. Officer Ali Jassim Abid was on duty at the time.
So we were all gathering outside the police station. A young man, he was smiling, driving an old Land Cruiser. He rushed into the parking lot. We start shooting at him because he looks suspicious. He crushed the concrete barriers we put here for securing the area, and then explosion happened.
The brother of an officer who survived the attack choked on his tears, saying, "Please come home. Quit this job," he cried. "There is nothing worth dying for here," he said. Police Chief Amr Ali said his men are under attack for cooperating with American authorities, but called it a necessary partnership.
Americans are the higher authority now in Iraq, so there must be a kind of cooperation for some degree, and people must misunderstand that.
Back in Baghdad, residents were still digesting the news of Saddam's capture. At the local butcher shop, Ali Shakir said he was more optimistic now than ever with Saddam finally in custody and his sons dead.
Of course, because Saddam has been financing the resistance against Americans all along these last 8 months. But now, no more Uday, no more Qusay, no more Saddam.
As official talk turned to how, where, and when Saddam Hussein would be tried, spice store owner Abdul Munaim seemed to capture the overriding sensation of most ordinary Iraqis. Much has changed so quickly, he said, and people are having difficulty absorbing the significance of it all. Saddam was the president, and we considered him a national symbol. Proud and strong, Munaim said. To see him reduced to such a state, we felt humiliated and sad. Don't forget, we are also human beings, Munaim said, adding, it's difficult to comprehend. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Baghdad.